Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
That's Jack Butella for Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land Show. We show you how to buy property for half and resell it the very next day. Great information and instruction from Jack, that's me.
And inspiration from Jill, that's me.
Here's some funny stuff that happened to us recently.
I actually considered renting an apartment above our favorite bar.
Oh my God.
And it popped up.
You cracked me up with this stuff.
I know. It popped up. I was looking for a long-term rental.
No control over my life
here
at all.
The beach. And I didn't realize it. And I'm like, this place looks kind of good. And I'm zeroing in on the address. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be really bad. You know, you can't do that. Could you imagine if you live... You can't. Who would live above a bar? Number one, and number two. I mean, that can't be good. If you hang out there, baby, I'll be downstairs. Yeah. Oh, that's never gonna work. You know, you never make it upstairs.
You pretty much plan on going to sleep around 3 a.m.
Yeah,
every morning.
Right, and then on the weekends, you know, even if you're trying to get a good night's sleep, that's not gonna happen. So
our home base office is in Scottsdale, Arizona, and our house is there, and all that stuff. But Jill and I are going back and forth. From California to Scottsdale.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to find a place. And it's pretty funny. This little journey about finding a place in itself, about from a real estate standpoint, is pretty darn funny.
It is. It's hilarious. You know what it makes me think of, too? You and I once a long time ago looked at a place in Old Town Scottsdale. If you remember that? It was a new remodeled building way up high. It was like on the third floor. Remember that? Mm-hmm. And we looked at this going, oh, how cool would that be? We could live there. And then realize, oh, no. Every one of our friends would be on our couch every weekend. We'd never have any. Right. We're like, no, that's not going to work. So,
right.
So that's my funny thing.
I'm in the process of buying a fairly large boat, and we're using the same way that we buy property. We're sending a letter to everybody who owns one and offering way less than even half of what it's worth.
Mm-hmm.
And because if you don't know this, every single boat is for sale. The owner may not know it, but it is for sale.
Yes.
Anyway. I'm not telling our friends about that either.
No, don't.
I'm going to take a picture of a rotting wooden boat somewhere and say, yeah, come on, stay on our boat.
That's what we decided we're going to do. No, don't
tell anyone.
Yeah, we're going to show them a horrible, awful picture of this like beat up, you know, junky, you know, diesel smelling.
Yes, exactly.
You know, they're going to be like, no, we're all good. We don't want to come see you. They won't see the real boat.
In this episode, Jill and I talk about, we all know exactly what to do. Jill, great show today. Before we start, as always, let's take a question posted by one of our members on successplant.com, our free online community.
Dave wrote this question. I'm preparing a 1700 property mailer.
Yeah, Dave.
Nice. To Park County, Colorado. Per the course, I have used LandWatch to find the cheapest properties per average. However, I've noticed that there's a lot of price fluctuation in that mm-hmm. county. Any thoughts?
Yes.
That's good.
Turns out I do have a lot of thoughts on that.
Sure you do.
Imagine that.
Is our show going to be... I'm so great. Oh my God. People, you know, it's so funny. I gotta interrupt this because people ask us all the time, what the heck do you guys have to talk about 7 days a week? I'm like, have you met Steven?
Yeah. It's a disease.
Jack, what's your name?
I know.
Have you met Jack?
We were in the back of a cab last night before I answered this question. And the girl that was driving the cab, really it was an Uber, she said she's an actor and her name's Dahlia. That's so nice. I had to tell the whole Black Dahlia story, which she knew and Jill didn't know. And I'm not going to tell that story here. You can Google it if you'd like.
Thank you.
But she said she wants to be an actor. And I said, you know, we have a show. And it was a very interesting back and forth. Oh, my God, that's great. Tell me all about it. You just have that effect on people.
It was really cute. It was really funny. She was cool.
All right, so there's a lot of price fluctuation in that county from a land standpoint. Here's the thing. This is what's great about real estate. There's always huge price fluctuation, and here's why. People are motivated to sell property and buy property for all kinds of different life reasons. So if you talk to a contractor and say, hey, I bought this property for half, he's going to laugh. He's going to say, well, and then something's wrong with it. And I always laugh about that. I seek contractors out to play a joke on them. Because contractors price everything because that's how much it costs. It's real. It costs materials and labor cost a certain amount. So you can buy a house that costs $100 a foot to build, but you can buy it for $50 a foot 10 years after it's built just because the person that owns it really wants to sell it bad that day. Mm-hmm. That's the business we're in. That's what price fluctuation is all about. That's what I love.
Exactly.
Stock prices never fluctuate. They are what the market says. And next day they might be a little bit lower, they might be a little higher, but that market tells you what the price is. Not in real estate. We tell everybody what we're going to buy it for. Right, Jill?
Exactly.
That kind of leads me in to the, you know, the meat of the show is we all know exactly what to do. Hey, if you want to have a question or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816. That's a great question and a great, mm-hmm. great lead into this whole thing.
I love it. We do all know exactly what to do. Why don't we do it?
Every time this topic comes up, I talked about it in an REI, you know, real estate investors kind of group.
Mm-hmm.
And I always use the example of working out, or, you know, exercising.
Oh, that's true.
We all know that it's really good for us to wake up in the morning and exercise. I mean, I don't know if anyone could debate that, but very few of us do it.
We all know it's not good to drink a bottle of scotch every night, but a few of us do it. got you.
That's a better, I'm going to use that.
Yeah, mine's better.
It is better than exercising.
Yeah.
So my point is you got to pick and choose. Look, we all know what's exactly what to do, but yeah. We can't do the be perfect, right? If you hear beach noises in the background, it's because there's beach noises.
That's right.
It's not us.
Exactly. It's like one of those awful sound effects. It sounds like a bird's being attacked.
It's a pterodactyl.
Exactly.
Carrying a child away.
It's a seagull with I don't know what he's got.
So we all know what to do, and we all have different... You got to pick and choose the stuff where you really got to stick to it. So for some people, and we all know these kinds of people, working out is in the morning, they've chosen that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they should be in a Nike commercial. You know, for me, for whatever reason, I just choose to be vigilant about finding property that's cheap and reselling it. You know, I don't know.
Well, it does something for you. I mean, I watch you, Steven. You're a deal junkie.
Yeah.
You know, you kind of are, don't you think?
Yeah, I had a business partner, former business partner, tell me one time that he called me a deal junkie. That's what they called me in the office. And at one point, it used to border unhealthy. Yeah, Jill's, you know, tapping her arm like she's putting a needle in it. And that's what they used to do in the office. I've calmed down a lot recently, but it's like I honest to God get high buying property cheaper than, you know, and then I don't get high selling it. I get high buying it because I know what's going to happen.
That's why, because you buy it right. That's the point. That's exactly it. That I'm 100% on the same page with you. I am thrilled when I buy. I don't care when I sell because I know it's going to price. I know it's going to sell. Someone's going to scoop it up and they're going to be thrilled and I'm going to make money. But just knowing I got it at that price and I love the property, it's great. You know, that.
We have such a mechanized sales process too that, you know, it's really just mechanical. Once we buy it, it goes into our system, our staff system. And it sells that day or the next day or a week or a month. Not necessarily a month, but I don't even look.
Mm-hmm. I am constantly surprised by the number of people I come across that are like, they're frustrated because their property's not selling and dream it up. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what kind of property it is. And all I ask are like two questions. One is, you know, how is it priced? And number two, where are you marketing it? And so it's usually one or the other, and often it's both. I usually find it's both.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, why are you pricing it like that? And why are you only advertising it in two places?
You know, when people really worry about a topic like that, when they get involved in stuff like this, and they're saying, gosh, what if it doesn't sell? What if it doesn't sell? What if it doesn't sell? And they say that over and over again, it's not going to sell.
Because they're not going to do it. They're not going to put it up there to sell. It's hilarious.
We all know exactly what to do.
That ties into what we know what to do. You know what to do. You need to buy it right. You need to price it right. You need to put it out there all over the planet. and be and wait 5 minutes.
If you're new at this, your first few deals should be running to the bank saying, "Gosh, I hope this guy doesn't change his mind." Right? If you're at the point where you're educated and you're looking at deals and there's three of them and you're saying, "Which one of these three should I get?" Something's wrong. Mm-hmm. Because if you're looking at three deals, you should be running to the bank saying, "I'm going to figure out how to get all three of these deals done because they made it this far."
Mm-hmm.
If you're out in a community like Bigger Pockets or Success Plant or any of that, asking people, "Hey, what do you think about this deal?" That concerns me a lot.
Mm-hmm. You should be. I love what you say. You should be looking at these three deals, and you're scratching your head. Because you're looking
you
at
can't believe
the,
it.
You're right. You're looking at the comps going, something's wrong here. This is not right. And then you know you did it right. Run to the bank.
Yeah.
You know, you did. And you know, you have your checklist. You know, you checked. Yeah, there's access. Okay. Yeah, there's this. Okay. Yeah, there's whatever property is. Yeah, it has that. All right. They really want to get rid of this. I'm going to solve their problem today. So.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you do everything that we just talk about here at Get There First and Land Academy and the associated entities that we have, what you'll do is you're going to pick a place or a physical location where there's houses or apartments or whatever you want to buy, land. You're going to correctly identify that. Well, what the hell is that, Steve? How do you correct? What's my name? Jack.
Jack.
How do you identify the correct area? Well, it's plastered all over our internet sites and our programs and the whole thing. There's a correct way to identify markets.
Mm-hmm.
And then within those markets, you have to kind of identify who the motivated sellers are. What would trigger them to sell?
Mm-hmm.
And then get an offer in front of them. Well, what triggers these guys to sell their property? Number one, and first and foremost, we never, ever contact people who have a mortgage on their property. That takes out more than half of the headaches in this whole business. That's got to be worth the price of
admission. Will you repeat that again?
Jill and I.
Because it's just such good information. Yeah.
Never contact an owner of any piece of property ever unless there's no mortgage. Well, what's the numbers on that then? It's half. So 50%, approximately, it's a little bit. It's like last time I checked, it was 55% of all single family residences have mortgages. So 45% don't. Well, that takes out half the whole. First of all, it takes all the 90% of the headaches out, because now the people you're contacting, they have the freedom to actually accept your offer, and mm-hmm. if they have a mortgage, you're horsing around with that.
Right.
So that and then it just trust me, it makes it a lot easier. People who don't have mortgages have a way different mindset. They've set themselves up for a lot of reasons, for whatever reason, to not have a mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they inherited it and don't care. Maybe there's a lot of reasons, but it works well.
Can I?
Absolutely.
We are in that percentage, obviously.
Yeah.
We've talked about that. It's one of those things that I think people don't really know until they
listen
until
to
they,
our show.
Well, until they do some digging and realize, wow. Because just because you have a mortgage doesn't mean that everybody has a mortgage. Just because you have those payments and you're struggling with whatever doesn't mean everybody is. I do this a lot with a lot of our people in our community. Who's gonna plop down $18,000 on my cash price? Watch, they're there because it's worth 50 and you bought it for 9. You know what I mean? I'm serious.
This is what I heard Jill say on the phone recently to somebody. Then don't do it.
Yeah.
If you have that many questions.
Yeah.
And you don't, I didn't hear the person on the other end of the phone.
Yeah.
But I think what they were saying was, well, who's gonna do that? I mean, I think they were just drilling her.
Mm-hmm.
So then don't do it.
Yeah,
whatever you do, do not send mailers out to people who don't have mortgages. Don't do that.
Yeah. It's so funny.
Because it doesn't work.
You know, it's great. Yeah. You wanna do this right? You know, I have done that. I have gotten a little bit different how I communicate with people, you know, and we were just talking about that too. I'm not dancing around this anymore.
No.
Do you want to do this right or you want to do this wrong?
That's it.
Do you want to, come on.
You know exactly what to do.
You do know what to do. Don't think, oh, I have to do it this way. No, you don't. Cut to the chase.
Yeah.
Get there first.
One of the things that I see all the time, probably 80% of the people that join us, I see them, for whatever, they got some information from somewhere. And it, the information is this. Oh, take a specialization and work it. Work the back tax property. Work the foreclosure property. Work the tax
commercial
lien
properties.
Property. Or just, in it, and I and I say, first of all, stop thinking that way. Let's try to undo whatever you learned. Because that, you know, Jill and I own a house in Scottsdale, and I have never received an offer on it. Have you? Have you
no.
opened a mail? You know why? Because we don't have any back taxes on it, and nobody died recently, you know? So it's off everybody's radar.
Yeah, you're right.
Except ours.
Exactly.
We have no mortgage. We should be getting all kinds of offers.
We're
what,
not
if
getting...
got, what if you got an offer for $380,000 for that
You know
house?
What I would consider?
I would call a guy.
I might,
I'm not
I
joking.
I would consider it. You know, I might.
It, so.
Exactly. Like you said, well, you know, I have to. I just thought of something interesting too about our whole new direction that we're going, which is cut to the chase. This is what we do: get there first. You know, reaching the right people. Well, get there first can be has another meaning for me, which is not only get there first on these deals, but hey, where do you want to be in life? Get there first. How about that?
Oh.
Right? Do you want to have your mortgage paid off like we do?
Oh.
Right? See,
I like it, Jill.
That's good. I just came up with that right now. I'm pretty excited about that. So there's another meaning for get there first. Don't mess around.
We all know what, exactly what to do. We trip ourselves up. This is the if then segment of our show. If you do X, then Y will happen. If you know exactly what to do, then set up your source of motivation. And those micro daily triggers to initiate that task for the day. What the hell
does that mean, Jack? I'm really confused.
Some people have a little alarms that triggers them to keep them on track. Mm. They know exactly what to do. Let's use exercise. Some people wake up, have a little triggers and alarms or something that make sure that they accomplish their goal of exercise in the morning. And some people stay on track by using companies like Land Academy or listening to our show like this just to keep them motivated on the way to work or on the way home from work. So whatever those tiny little micro daily triggers are, in some cases they might even be hourly in the beginning to make sure you're on track, set them up for yourself. And so when you're grinding through whatever you're doing in the regular time during the day, that thing goes off and it triggers you to stay on track. Does that make sense now?
It does. That's very good. All right. Like that.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, and we would love to have you on the show, call 800-725-8816. Jill, do you have some inspiration for us?
I do. I was thinking about this topic, and it's so important to align yourself with the right people. So my question and for you to think about is, who do you follow? Like, Stephen, who do you follow?
Who do I follow, like, on social media?
Or just any, like, who kind of inspires you that's always in the back of your mind? You know, we always have someone in the back of our mind that we're like, oh, God, I want to be more like that. Who is it?
I am unhealthily addicted to every single word Bill Gates says.
Ah, that's good.
Yeah, I saw him on Charlie Rose about a month ago. He's been on Charlie Rose a million times, the Charlie Rose show.
Yeah.
And the stuff that comes out of his mouth, I just am absolutely, has nothing to do with computers, by the way.
Right.
I am just amazed with how brilliant he is and what he's, what amazes me about Bill Gates is this guy's in the top 5 or 10 most wealthy people in the world. And he is not, he gets up every morning, hits the ground running, trying to like feed people in Africa. That's his big thing, is to put systems in place where we can, end up with sustainable food for the world population and drinkable water. His big mantra, his one big thing is making sure everybody has drinkable water in the world.
And the filters.
And not only, let's just talk about it. He's invested in and building companies to help make that happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he takes action and takes responsibility. He doesn't have to do anything. We don't have to do anything, Jill. We don't have to do this show.
No.
So Bill Gates has been, all through my life, has been a huge inspiration, not just because of Microsoft or Windows, that's part of it, but just what he chooses to do with his wife, and his wife's involved in everything.
Yeah. Bill and Melinda Gates.
Yeah, their foundation. He said a million times, and I just really respect this, that by the time she and I die, our estate will have zero money. He believes that it should, that the disproportionate wealth gap that's happening in the world is not healthy. And I do too.
I agree. So you have one.
What's yours?
God, that was really good.
I have like entertainment.
See, I have multiple ones. I thought.
I have entertainment ones. But go ahead.
No. I like your perspective, and I like that you have zeroed in on one person. Some people I think are like you, and they zero in on one person, and they just follow them, you know, for whatever reason. You know, we were talking about there's different people that are, we keep hearing about from our members are popping up in social media and things that are in our, not necessarily in our world, but they're kind of motivational people, you know, like the 10X guy and stuff that are popping up.
I just got on my radar. I haven't really listened to anything.
I haven't read anything.
His name's Grant Cardone, and some personal friends that I have been talking about him recently. I haven't listened to anything, and I don't know.
So yeah, it's kind of, I don't know if I'm like most people, but it seems like, well, for me, mine changes depending on what I'm going through or what I need at that time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, but there's a few staples like Wayne Dyer.
Yeah.
You know, it's really cool. Even though he's passed on, somebody is maintaining his social media. I don't know if it's his kids or who's taken or his assistant from what before or whatever, but they still do Facebook posts and there's still things that are happening and stuff for that. I actually still get, you know, the Wayne Dyer daily quotes, and I it's just, for me, now it's like a hug, you know, it's a cool thing. And
I think Wayne Dyer really changed that industry.
Yeah.
You know, I think that industry is packed full of a bunch of malarkey, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some of it's just really silly. Most of it is,
right.
But I really think he sends a good message.
He does. For whatever reason, it's for me, you know, it hits me. So, but my people sometimes change. It depends on, you know, what I'm working on. I can't think of anyone. You know what's interesting? I do like the Huffington Post lady.
Yeah,
she's
me too.
Awesome. I'm trying to think of a one strong business what I gravitate for and who I follow are either somebody that I really want to be, like a strong female business person, like the Huffington Post lady.
We should find out what her name is, because that's what we talk about all the time.
I know.
We see her on interviews and stuff, and we just, I can't retain her name.
I feel so bad. So then
she wrote a book about why it's important to get 8 hours sleep.
Yeah. That was a whole big thing when she had an illness and all.
I should get that.
Yeah. I read that article and everything, but so that was, anyway, that's to wrap it up. That's my inspiration. Who do you follow? You know, is it somebody good? Are they inspiring you? Does it change?
Are they inspiring you?
You know, if not, look, you know what? You don't have to stick with the same person, by the way. You can, this person's, you've been following and now you're kind of going a different direction. Now this person,
you know what?
Inspires
Bill Gates inspires the hell out of me. He always has, you know, and I don't even know why I'm so attracted to what he says, but whatever it is, I don't even consciously do it, but I tend to follow down that path.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. And if it's.
Follow somebody. Joe,
there
you're
go.
Right. This is a good, you know what? I love with that. I don't even know what you're going to say.
Thank you.
On this whole little inspiration segment.
Thank you.
It's worth waiting for. Hey, join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information. That's me.
And inspiration. That's me.
To get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
Get there first. Good show, Joe.
That was another long show.
You know who else I really follow? I didn't want to say it.
Who's
that? Tim Allen.
Oh.
Just from an entertainment standpoint. I don't know. I just think that he's always been kind of a rogue. Not really Hollywood, but really successful, doesn't play by the rules kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he has a talent to make people, whoever he's standing on a stage with, make them more important than him.
Mm.
And I don't see a lot of people or actors doing that. I think they all think it's about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with some of the big directors. You know, the big directors realize that they're just the movie maker, kind of deal maker, put the whole thing together. But the writers and the people that are actually doing it, like cinematographers and the whole thing, they're the ones who really matter.
Right. It's not about them.
Right.
I agree.
That's important in life. It's not really about you.
Well, I think that's like kind of being a parent too.
Mm-hmm.
You want to see your kids succeed. It's not about you. You shouldn't be wanting, you don't want your kid to graduate from, you know, that university because it makes you look good. You want them to be successful in life.
You know, I explained this to my kid about 2 years ago. So he would have been, I don't know, whatever. He's pretty young. he was young. I don't remember the exact age. And I said that exact thing to him. I'm like, dude, it's not about me. It's about you. I mm-hmm. want you to be bigger than I am and stronger than I ever was. And, you know, more happier and healthier and more prosperous and the whole thing. And he just about fell out of his chair.
Mm-hmm. That's
Isn't
it.
That funny? Kids it are, is. It's not about me at all.
No, we want you to find your own way.
It's the same thing with our members. This isn't about me.
If you want to be part of this, I'll teach you, but don't feel like you have to. I mean, do your thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite actor or like entertainment person?
That I follow? I like Sandra Bullock.
Yeah.
I think she's kind of cool. And I think she's went her own way. She's adopted some kids. I think that's pretty cool. I see her in situations where she's giving back.
Uh-huh.
And I appreciate that. And she's doing it on her own.
She's
pretty strong.
She's got the acting thing figured out too.
She does.
She produces her own movies now, I think. And I think that's the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Control the whole thing. And she makes all the money on it too.
Mm-hmm. I think she's really cool. She's really cool. I would, you know, if I met her, I wouldn't be starstruck. I'd be like, I just kind of would like to shake her hand and talk to her for a few minutes, you know? It'd be kind of cool. I think she's awesome.
Let's go buy something for half price today and resell it. Jack and Jill, information and inspiration.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.